The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
I identify myself as a Bible-believing, unashamed follower of Jesus Christ. I believe the Bible, I follow Jesus, and I'm not ashamed to say so. The answer is not in the next election. The answer is not in Washington, D.C. The answer to America's problems is in the pulpit and the pews of America's churches. That's what we do here daily on Bob Burney Live. We listen, we think, and then we look at the Word of God, evaluate it, and develop our worldview from God's point of view.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and may not be the views or opinions of the staff, management, or advertisers of WRFD.
Isn't it strange how that you take two pieces of material, you can take wood, you can take plastic, you can take anything, and you can put them in any configuration until you put them perpendicular to each other and make a cross? The Word of God. Read it. Obey it. That is the answer to America's problems.
Call 1-877-BOB-LIVE. Bob Burney Live.
Welcome to Bob Burney Live. Thank you for joining me on this Monday afternoon. A fairly warm fall Monday afternoon. What a privilege to welcome you to the program. Thank you for allowing me to be on this side of the microphone and to have you on that side of the microphone. Hope you had a great weekend. Joy and I did. First, I won't give you the details, and I'll do that in just a few minutes, but I have wonderful news on our Bible League campaign. Wonderful, 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 incredibly fantastic news. God's Word is going around the world to persecuted Christians because of your giving. I'll give you the update here in just a few moments. We had a great weekend. We had the privilege of being up in Wadsworth, Ohio yesterday, ministering at Rymer Road Baptist Church. Joy and I had the privilege of singing. We've been singing together longer than we've been married. This December, we will celebrate 50 years of marriage, but we actually started singing together before we got married. Anyway, that was a privilege, and then the opportunity to minister to those sweet people. And I want to say this carefully and cautiously, because people in that church listen, and they know that Joy and I love coming there. But they also know that that church has struggled for several years. It's no secret. They admit they've struggled. They really have, attendance-wise, spirit, and it has been a struggle. And we've been going there for years. I think that's the sweetest spirit that we've ever experienced in this church. Attendance was way up. I really believe they have turned a corner, and they are seeing a revival, a revitalization of a church that has struggled. A lot of churches around the country have been struggling for several years. And yesterday was proof. Churches can turn around. And I believe that they are experiencing a real resurgence. Their pastor, who is a dear friend, Jim Newton, is in Thailand ministering to pastors and Christian leaders in Thailand. That's why I was preaching. But it was a great day. We were just incredibly blessed to be there. Every time Joy and I have the opportunity to minister on a weekend, we return home tired, but just rejoicing. And that's a reminder, we would love to come to your church. We're actively booking meetings for next year, for 2020. And right now, we have several open dates next year for a Crosspower weekend. You say, what in the world's a Crosspower weekend? Well, let us tell you about it. Contact us at crosspower.net. A Crosspower weekend will change your church. I guarantee it. And I'm serious. Your church will never be the same after a Crosspower weekend. You want to know more? Go to crosspower.net. Of course, we do marriage conferences, revivals. We would love to have the opportunity of coming and ministering in your church. And size does not matter to us. It really doesn't. And we come on a love offering basis. Crosspower.net is the website. Check it out. The contact information is there. And if you have questions, just write us. Again, the contact information is there. Good news over in Pennsylvania. A group of sidewalk counselors at abortion clinics had filed a lawsuit concerning a new law in Pittsburgh that basically prohibited, and most of you know who sidewalk counselors are. They stand outside of an abortion clinic on public property where they have a constitutional right to do that. Sometimes they'll hold signs. Sometimes they will encourage the ladies who are coming in for an abortion, hey, can we pray for you? Have you thought about changing your mind? Hopefully they don't harass, but they just tell the truth. Sidewalk counselors are involved all over the United States in the fight for life. Well, this Pittsburgh ordinance had basically made that illegal. Some of these sidewalk counselors in the pro-life movement had taken them to court. And here is the good news. The U.S. Court of Appeals for the Third Circuit ruled Friday that Pittsburgh's censorship zones ordinance cannot be used to muzzle the free speech of pro-life sidewalk counselors. Rather than strike down the ordinance, the court reinterpreted it so it no longer applies to such counseling. The ADF, the Alliance Defending Freedom, was involved in this case, and their representative said, quote, as the Third Circuit has now held, the government cannot censor peaceful, pro-life conversation on public sidewalks. Citizens have the freedom to share a message of hope and compassion with any mother seeking to make an informed choice about her pregnancy. Pittsburgh politicians aren't at liberty to silence speech they dislike. As the U.S. Supreme Court recognized in last year's NIFLA versus Becerra decision, the people lose when the government is the one deciding which ideas should prevail. The court wrote, quote, the ordinance, as properly interpreted, does not extend to sidewalk counseling or any other calm and peaceful one-on-one conversations. The Third Circuit found that the ordinance imposes the same kind of burden on speech as the one the U.S. Supreme Court struck down. Following that ruling, ADF attorneys successfully challenged similar citizenship zones in Madison, Wisconsin. So the ADF continues to do good work. The Alliance Defending Freedom, it is amazing to see the success rate that they have in cases like this. They have brilliant attorneys, and they represent pro-life organizations, Christian organizations, pro bono, free. Cost them nothing. And as I said, their success rate is absolutely astounding. Good for the ADF, good for the sidewalk counselors in Pittsburgh. And free speech, I will say it again. I don't know all the explanation, But there is a new wind blowing in America's judicial system. This kind of outcome was very unusual, if not unheard of, just a couple of years ago. Is it because of the Trump administration and the people that have been put on the courts that are constitutionalists? Don't know. All I know is we are seeing more and more cases decided in America's courts that uphold liberty, freedom, freedom of religion, freedom of speech. And that's a good thing for everyone. All right, you're listening to Bob Burney Live. Hey, when we come back, I have some really, really good news for you. So stay tuned.
Bob Burney Live. Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
Hey, how about some good news? How about some good news? Well, would 90 to 100,000 people touch with God's word? Would that be good news to you? Between 90 and 100,000 people touch with good news? I don't know about you, but that is very good news. Well, that's the result so far of our Bible League campaign. As of this morning, you folks, this isn't, you know, when we went off the air on Friday, if you were listening, we were, I don't know, $700, $800 away from the $10,000 mark for our Bible League campaign. Well, as of today, $9,360. $9,360. Some of that was tripled. All of it was at least doubled. Each Bible is $5. If you start doing the math, each Bible touches approximately 15 people. You're somewhere between 90 and 100,000 people. And by the way, not just anybody, the persecuted church around the world. If you were listening either Thursday or Friday last week, you know that 4,305 people are killed every single year just because they are Christians. You know, if you were listening last week, that 2018 was the most violent year in history for Christians. There are more people being persecuted for their faith in Christ today than at any time in history. And so I gave you a phone number and a website and just asked you to give. And my goodness, did you give. Right now, again, we're at $9,360. Our goal was six. Okay, so we're way over our goal. I don't want to mislead you in any way. We have exceeded our goal. But the goal is not the issue. The issue is trying to get as many of God's copies of God's word into the hands of persecuted Christians as we possibly can. And we have just a few days left. And no, I'm not going to spend the entire day on this. I'm just going to, I'm mentioning it now. I might mention it a couple more times between now and 6 o'clock. We're going to go to the news stories of the day. I've got this incredible story about a road that was built by Pontius Pilate that has been discovered. I've got that. I've got so many stories ahead, but I just had to share the good news. $9,360 that you folks have given. Now, $640. And we're at 10,000. Hey, we can do that today, folks. Maybe you weren't listening Thursday or Friday. You did not have an opportunity to give. Well, today you can call 800-YES-WORD. I don't have it up right now, but I'm going to pull up the call center on my computer here. And, well, I'll do it at the top of the hour break. I'll be able to keep up with it. I believe we can reach $10,000 today. We are $640 away. That is all. If somebody right now could call 800-YES-WORD and pledge $500, I know we could pick up the other 140 quick. Could somebody pledge $500? Maybe you could pledge the 140. And then we would be an even $500 away. Maybe you could do 100, maybe you could do 50, maybe you could do 35. But here's the number. 800-YES-WORD. 800-937-9673. Would you call it right now? I can't wait to see who will be first today. Every day, somebody has to start it. Someone did on Thursday, someone did on Friday. Someone needs to start it today, and then it just takes off. Would that be you? 800-YES-WORD. It's for Bible League. These are Bibles for the persecuted church. $5 covers the printing, the shipping, and the distribution of a nice, hardbound Bible, durable, quality Bible, and it'll be put into the hands. In many cases, this will be the very first Bible they have ever owned. 800-YES-WORD. 800-937-9673. Or if you want to go online, go to thewordcolumbus.com. Look for the Bible League banner. Thewordcolumbus.com. Look for the Bible League banner, and you can give there. $640 away from $10,000. Let's hit that as quickly as possible. 800-YES-WORD, 800-937-9673. I love this story. Does it authenticate anything specifically in the Bible? Not really. It's just exciting. Archaeologists have uncovered a major road for the first time that was created by Pontius Pilate himself. The research has been published in the Journal of the Institute of Archaeology in Tel Aviv. How do they know it was during the time of Pontius Pilate? More than 100 coins were found underneath the paving stones, which gives them the timetable of when the road was dated. One of the co-authors said, dating using coins is very exact, said co-author Donald Ariel, an archaeologist and coin expert with the Israel Antiquities Authority. And then he goes on. It was the road that went, you ready, from the Pool of Siloam to the temple. Quote, the newly discovered stretch of road spans 720 feet and goes from the Pool of Siloam to Temple Mount, which means Jesus walked on that road. It was opulent and grand, the archaeologists say. The entire street was made from massive stone slabs, a trademark of the Roman Empire. The researchers believe it would have taken about 10,000 tons of quarried limestone rock to use in the construction of the road. Wow. Now, there are a lot of places where they say in Jerusalem that Jesus may have walked, probably walked. That is one place you can be certain that Jesus walked. That's a cool discovery. All right, we'll be right back.